Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with a fabulous normative with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our beautiful co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. As always, we are so excited and happy to have you tuned in, joining us on today with this phenomenal topic and this great episode that we have prepared for you all on today. Let us begin with our opening prayer, and I'm going to ask that our co-host now will come into the studio with me with our opening prayer, Pastor Smith.
Good evening, good evening. God bless each and every one of you today as you're connecting to Facing Your Fears radio talk show for this evening. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today, and we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your amazing, awesome name because you're God and you're still God all by yourself, always was and always will be. Father, we ask you to touch evangelists and myself and everyone that's connected that we may share this great topic, their hearts may be touched, minds may be changed, and those that connected may receive a blessing from the breaking of the bread of life this evening. God bless you as we say amen.
Amen, amen. Listeners, our topic for today will be nothing to gain, but everything to gain. We'll be coming from the scriptures, Galatians chapter 2, verses 20, and then we'll be reviewing Mark 8, verse 36. As always, remember, listeners, you too can join in to this great conversation on today as we discuss the topic, nothing to lose, but everything to gain. You can join in by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. So we're not going to prolong the time. We only have 30-minute talk show on today, and starting beginning of the year, we will be resuming back to our regular hours, 4:30 to 5:30. But for the remainder of 2020, we will only do half an hour show. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and give you some emphasis on our topic for today. Myself and the co-host, we will be discussing how important it is to know what we should choose versus what they should choose, what they shouldn't choose in their life. I'm hearing some static in the background. I don't know where it's coming from, and I ask that it be stopped at this time. Also, we're going to be talking about people storing up material things down here on earth. They do everything the flesh loves to do, feeling they will lose out on everything they have if they don't hold on to it. Another thing is that they never ever stop to realize that everything down here on earth is only temporary, including our earthly bodies. We have nothing to lose if we choose the road to righteousness and choose the path God put us on. We have everything to gain if we accept Christ Jesus in our life, accept the truth, and know what is to gain and what we can never lose. Also, what we can lose and never gain if we do not accept Christ in our lives. Our topic on today, as I said, is nothing to lose, but everything to gain. We can gain eternal life rather than losing our souls and be cast into the lake of fire with Satan and all those angels that was cast down, and they will be thrown out, and they were thrown out of heaven. We have nothing to lose by doing what's right and accepting and acceptable to God. We have a lot to gain than to lose by walking out of darkness into God's marvelous light. Stay tuned in as we continue this amazing, awesome topic for today. And I am going to begin reading the scripture, and following mine will be our co-host, and she will be reading her scripture. And then we will come back and we will have a discussion on the scripture. And then remember, the lines will be open. If you press that number one, you can also talk and have comments or questions. But make sure you press that number one now, because the talk show today is a short show. And I want to make sure that I hear from our callers. Okay, I'm going to read from Mark, the book of Mark, verse 36. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life in eternal kingdom of God? And the next says, for what can a man give as an exchange for compensation and ransom in return for his blessed life in the eternal kingdom of God? What can be so important for us to do, rather than to know and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that by gaining and adding Christ in our lives, that he may direct our path, that we may gain eternal life? As I said in the emphasis part when I was reading, everything down here is only temporary. It's only for a short time. To God is going to call us all home. When God calls us home, I want us all to stop and think about where will we spend eternity. We cannot bring any of these material things with us. It's all going to be left right here. I've never seen a U-Haul behind a hearse. I've never seen what was on the inside of a U-Haul that anyone was moving go down in the ground with that casket. Nor have I seen a body be cremated, and what the material things that they had gained here on earth was burnt up with them at the time their body was being cremated. So, listeners, when I asked God this week, Lord, after my brother's funeral, the Lord said, now you haven't done anything in concern with your talk show. I said, Lord, I don't even have a topic. What would you have me to talk about? So I went to sleep, and I woke up at 5 o'clock, and the Lord gave me nothing to lose but everything to gain. And I want to tell the Lord thank you right now. I want to tell the Lord I thank him for that topic. And we're going to learn more and get knowledge and wisdom about more about what God wanted us to know in reference to this topic. At this time, I'm going to yield and ask our co-host to come in, and she may begin her study at this time. God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist. Good evening, everyone that's connected on Facing Your Fears radio talk show this evening for this amazing topic, nothing to lose but everything to gain. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I want to share with you from the scripture this evening out of Galatians chapter number 2 and verse 20. And it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The greatest sacrifice that could ever be made, that has already been made, the greatest sacrifice that nobody could make but the Lord, he's the only one qualified, has been made for us. So even to look at that, we have nothing to lose. We were loved so much until he laid his life down. Even while we were in our sins, he laid his life down. Even when he never knew sin, never committed sin, never did sin, he bore all the wrong I did. He bore all the wrong you and all of the rest of us did on him. And laid his life down to give us a chance, what? To live again. So we live in right now to live again for those of us, praise God, in Christ Jesus that have accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior and in a spiritual relationship with him in accordance to his word in John 4:24, that they that worship me must do it in spirit and in truth. So I thank God this evening when I look at this topic. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. Praise God, when we really look at it, praise God, in Christ Jesus, there is nothing to lose. When we look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, that was the apostles depicting and actually paralleling between Christ's course and ours. And we know that his way is not our way, and our way most certainly is not his. When he was crucified, and when we accept his death for forgiveness of our sin, it is at this time as though we were crucified, and what happens? Our sin is now paid in full. My God, he paid it in full. We have nothing to lose. Many times people think because I have lost a job, oh, I lost my job. That job God provided for you. And just like he provided that job, just like he opened that door, he'll open another door. Just like he made a way then, he'll make a way now. Just like he made a way yesterday, and he allow us to live, breathe, and have our being today, he'll make a way today. Praise God, because tomorrow, as we know, is not promise. But today, the right now that I have, I understand in that right now that we have nothing to lose. Many a times, people think that they're losing because of the materialistical things. Praise God, they think they're losing because they can't wear the clothes they used to wear, or they can't wear the shoes that they used to wear, or they got so many material things and something happened, a natural disaster. That's why the word of God lets us know, don't store up your treasures here. Praise God, where rust and moth and thieves gonna come in and steal it. But store it up, praise God, in heavenly. Store it up, praise God, where they can't touch it. Store it up where it's in a place of safety. Don't store it up here, praise God, because if you store it up here, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be disappointed because though they're going to take it, they're going to steal it, they're going to damage it. Your beautiful car that you just drove off the lot in and get halfway down the road and they hit it and you're just so angry with the world. Why? Because that material possession. See, we can't get so caught up in these material things. Let me tell you, they're going to pass away. Everything, hear me good this evening, everything is going down. But the word of God, if we are standing on the word of God, we are applying the word of God to our lives, we are being doers of the word and not just hearers of the word, guess what? We have nothing to lose. For us to die as a believer in Christ is gain. He said, weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We got to know in a place where we are with nothing to lose, we are in the morning time. It's morning time. Though it may not look like it, it may not feel like it, everything around you may say it's not, it's midnight, it's dark, but you're in the morning time, praise God. God, when you have a relationship with the Lord, with all your hope, all your trust, with every fiber of your being is completely and absolutely yielded and committed and trusting in the Lord, you are in a very rich place. Matter of fact, that's riches. Praise God. Praise God. The zeros just don't stop. Listen, there's no richer place to be except, praise God, in the place, in the position with the Lord, in a relationship where you're whole. In Christ Jesus, by faith, trusting him, believing him, living according to his word. He said, I am holy, so we must be holy. I'm a holy God. I'm a righteous God. Live holy because I'm holy. Live righteous because I am righteous. We've learned today when we speak about, praise God, this beautiful thing of not having people look and say, well, in the natural, many would stop and say, what do you mean? I don't have nothing to lose. My house, my car, my diamonds, my pearls, my rubies, my Jag, my customized Gucci, Lamborghini, or whatever it is, praise God, my boat, I got a yacht, I got a this. Well, listen, if we really think about it for a moment, I want to leave this with you. If we really, come on now, had anything that we could say we owned, then watch this. I want you to pause for a moment, rest your head back, just kind of lay your head back a little bit. Take a deep breath, and I want you to blow it. And when you blow it, I want you to catch it. And when you catch it, I want you to tell me what color it is. I already know that you cannot answer neither one of those questions. Why? Because when you blow, you don't know which way it went, and you can't tell me the color because you can't see it. Listen, if we own something, then we will have the answer to those questions. What I'm saying, we don't even own the breath of life that we breathe. So we got to watch it, especially when we're confessing and professing Christ Jesus and we're walking forward, looking back. Walking forward, but I'm looking back. I say I got a relationship and a connection with the Lord, but every time I communicate, it's No. I'm trusting in the Lord. He has it on loanership. It's not on ownership. It's on loanership. Because if it was on ownership, I could take it with me. I could depart and let you all know that where I'm going, I'm taking all this stuff. But we can't take this stuff. So don't let this stuff cause you to become bitter with loved ones and families and friends. Don't let this stuff and a disagreement cause you to break up a 20, 30-year friendship. Come on. If that's all it took to break it up, then there was never one. Come on now. We got to know with God, we have nothing to lose. But without Christ, we are already lost. With him, we have nothing to lose. With him, serving in accordance to his word, in relationship of worship, we have nothing to lose. What a beautiful topic tonight as you all are connected on Facing Your Fears radio talk show. Praise God, with the amazing, awesome evangelist Norma Chapman and her co-host Pastor Smith. I also want to say to you all, keep evangelist lifted in your prayers. As you've heard her say, she lost her brother this week, but God is with her and he's for her, just as he is for you. God bless you as I turn it back over in the hands of evangelist Chapman.
God bless you. God bless you. I enjoyed that small message coming from our co-host on today, Pastor Doris Smith. And I just want to cry out to our listeners on today to give, if you haven't given anyone on this line or in this studio today, haven't given their life to Christ, get it right. Now is the time to start making up your plans to follow Christ. If you have not done it, now is the time. Because my prayer is, I pray that we all be ready for Christ's return. Because certainly he's going to return. And I don't want to be caught up with my mind and my life based on material things down here. because these things cannot get us into heaven. These things that some people glorify, we should be glorifying God. He is the one to give the honor, the glory, and the praise for having what he has blessed. He has, not we, but he has blessed us with. We have nothing of our own. We own nothing. Everything we own and everything we would ever own, is he granted it to us. He blesses us with it, not to cherish it, not to love it more than we love him. He said in his word in John, the 6th chapter, verse 39, and this is the will of him who sent me. Jesus said, he's obeying the will of God. This is the will of God who sent me, that I should lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. This is, we're living in the last days. Christ come that we all may be saved and not lost. But we have to know what we have to gain versus what we have to lose. We have nothing to lose, but everything to gain if we just trust in the Lord. And he said in his word, put your cares upon me, for I cares for you. So tell me today, if anybody want to hit that number one on their phone and answer this question, what do we have to lose? If God be for us, who can be against us? He said that in his word. He said, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Verses 5 and 6. But out of all of our ways, that's all he asks us to do, okay, is acknowledge him and lean not to our own understanding. Don't get it twisted, listeners. We have to do it God's way. We have to say yes to his will, not yes to our way. And we shouldn't expect people to follow us if we are leading them down the wrong path. But what I am saying here is that people should know the truth and receive the truth by being under the protection of a shepherd or a pastor or a Bible study or a Bible class, a leader that's teaching them a sound doctrine, not teaching them everything outside of the will of God, adding what they want to add, telling you it's all right. God died for your sin. He understands. He forgives you 7 times 7. Yes, he said he will. But what are we saying? Just because we're going to take advantage of God's love, we're going to take advantage because he loves us that much to not to keep us in the darkness, not to let us continue to walk as foolish men and women? No, this is why he said that you can come and ask for forgiveness, but sin no more. That's what he told Mary Magdalene. He said, he told the crowd, he is without sin. Let him cast the first stone. That means he said in his word, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Can no one talk about nobody? Not in the eyesight of God. Man may do it, feel that they're better than the next one, or they elevated more, higher than the next, but not in God's eyesight. He said, we all as that filthy rags. He said, none of us is worthy. But all he asks us to do is take him into our lives. Forget about the past, he's telling us. Don't worry about what you did before I cleaned you up. And if you're still doing it and you want to be cleaned up, you have to ask God to do it. You can't do it yourself. And once God cleaned you up, all he asks us to do is walk and a path, and a righteousness path, and the path that he directs us to go in. And he'll do the rest. You shouldn't feel like you couldn't do this or that, because you can. We can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. All we got to do, the gifts is already there on the inside of all of us. All we have to do is just stir it up. Listen, we do have a few more time left in the broadcast on today, and I'm looking at my dashboard, looking to see if anyone has hit the press that number one so I can bring you into the studio. And we want to just hear from you. If you got a praise on today, if you got a testimony on today, if you want to thank God for doing something special in your life, something you've been asked for. Press that number one and let the listeners hear the glory of God. Let the listeners know that God has done this in your life and he can do it in their lives. And this is what this broadcast is all about, helping one another to be saved, to face their fears, and to lean on God. Because in order to face your fears, you must accept Christ in your life. Because if not, you're still facing fears. And every day, every hour of the day, you will face those fears. And my hope and my prayer today is that we all make it in. And we all know that we have nothing to lose by accepting Christ in our lives. We have everything to gain, even eternal life, if we accept him into our hearts on today. And if there's any listeners out there that have not accepted Christ and they want to accept him, you can do it right here. Pastor Smith and I will be glad. We'll be glad to accept you into the body of Christ. So when you get off of this line, you would say that, I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. And then go into prayer and ask the Lord, now, Lord, I'm saved. If you don't know that much about him, right there. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say, now, Lord, lead the way. Guide me. Put the people in my life that you would have me to be affiliated with, that you want me to socialize with, that I may grow in the knowledge of Christ. I'm going to yield right here and let my co-host come back in. Co-host, we have about, what, 4 more minutes left until the show, and I want you to take that time and close us out with the subject on today. And when you finish emphasizing on it, then you take us straight into closing prayer. But before we do that, we would like to still open the invitation to those who want to press that number one on their phone if they have anything to say, anything or any questions or comments that they have. They're welcome to do so before the closing prayer. God bless you, co-host.
Blessings, strength, and continued peace and safety to all. We just thank God this evening for such a great topic. Nothing to lose, nothing. Be encouraged with that word this evening. Be inspired with it. Be uplifted, praise God. Let that word, praise God, touch you and put back the energy and the desire back in your heart. You have everything to gain. Maybe somewhere along the way somebody have said that you have this to lose. No, in Christ you have everything to gain. Because, listen, you're just a visitor passing through. This place is not our home. We are just visitors. And as visitors, you don't go to stay. You pass through. So we just thank God this evening for the amazing, awesome topic on Facing Your Fears radio talk show tonight. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. The Lord doesn't want any one of us to perish. He wants you to have what he laid his life down for you to have, and that is eternal life in him. So as we prepare to go into the power of prayer, our ultimate goal as we're here on this earth is to live, to live again. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name tonight because you are worthy. You are worthy of the honor, you are worthy of the glory, and you are worthy of the praise. We thank you tonight for each and every person and for the topic, and that you would touch their hearts to help them to realize in you, Lord Jesus, there is nothing to lose but everything to gain. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Before we close the show out, I was trying to get the co-host's attention before she did the closing prayer. I just want to give a short confirmation of a testimony. My brother, James Chapman Jr., when he was on his way to the hospital to get his surgery, he had a talk with my other brother, Robert, and his wife and our other brother. And he said to them, he said, he's not afraid to die. He said, God know him, and he know God, and he wasn't afraid to die. And his hope was that we all love one another and do, you know, hearing that coming from my brother. He said he's all right, and we want to be the same way. We want to have a mind to know that we know where we're going, and we know where we're going to spend eternal life. We know that we have nothing to lose. But, listeners, we have everything to gain. God bless you at this time. That will be the end of the show for today. God bless you and God keep you. Remember, listeners, to call back every Thursday, 4:30 to 5:30. The number that I'll text out to you, which is 917-889-3028. Call back and continue to be blessed on Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. You be blessed out there, and remember to wear your mask, wash your hands, and stay safe, and remember to look to God. God bless you and God keep you. Goodbye now.